My name is Stephen Kinderman. I am the Policy and Program Manager for Christian Aid in Sierra Leone. I want to talk to you very briefly about the plight of Ebola survivors in Sierra Leone. Although Ebola is very dangerous, more than 1,700 people have been able to survive it. It is definitely a good news when one is cleared of the Ebola infection. But of course, as these survivors return to their communities, they face new challenges. They are discriminated against, and a good number of them are rejected from joining into any community activities. These Ebola survivors, once they return to their communities, usually find their properties and personal effects destroyed. First, it used to be fire, but now these properties are disinfected with a high concentration of chlorine, thereby destroying everything, including IDs and important documents. It's very difficult for Ebola survivors to find work and other services in the future. In a number of cases, they have been rejected from their rented property, and a good number have also lost their jobs. Survivors are therefore roaming the street without a job and any means of livelihood. At the moment, a number of community leaders, including faith-based organizations, are supporting Ebola survivors so that they can come to terms with their experience and also be able to help them settle down, find their food, and be able to engage in livelihood activities. The situation for Ebola survivors is really very difficult, and they need quite a lot of support.